I was discussing some questions with my teacher about dying in Vrindavan and other things, where, like you see in Ekadasi Matmyams, where if you observe this Ekadasi or this Brat, then you go to Vaikuntha for 60,000 years. This is told in the Puranas. Yeah. This is the fall, Bratafal.
Yeah.
You go for 60,000 years, then you take birth in heavenly planets or earth or whatever. I said, how is it, how you go to Vaikuntha and come back? He said, this is the Mahavaikuntha, the material world.
Yeah.
It's a very elevated place. But without prema, there's no entrance into Vaikuntha on any level. One must have developed a prema. But by punya fall, one may have done tremendous punya and get that promotion, as the Puranas are promising. I said, well, what about when it says dying in Vrindavan? If someone dies in Vrindavan, recently there one devotee died in Vrindavan, or maybe a couple, I think. Someone called me to mention that to me. Okay, he was like known to me a little bit, and somehow they felt inspired to call me. His name was Nittai Das. He's an American person. He came sometimes to satsangs. And he died in a very... he just kind of died, you know. Had a hemorrhage. But he was alive for 24 hours afterwards. And they had kirtan. He left his body in a hospice. So that, of course, everybody will be asking that question. It says, you go to Goloka Vrindavan, so what does this mean? And then, of course, he's a pundit, so he knows all these shastras. So I said, just means you go to Vaikuntha, or you go, what does it mean, you go to Goloka? And he said, there's several shlokas there in Mathura Mahatmyam. But the one he quoted was, he said, Krishna is speaking, that's Sri Krishna Vacha. And he says, Mamalayam, Mam Alayam, like Vojanalaya, Alaya. Alaya means my place, my abode, my... It's not really a place, it's, you know, the spiritual world is a level of... It's a plane, a state of consciousness. There's no... The spiritual world is never described as a grahan. It's not a planet.
Yeah.
Goloka Vrindavan is not a planet.
Yeah.
It's a realm. Okay. It's inconceivable to our limited intelligence, because we have all linear and time and spatial considerations. Because in the third canto, when Maitreya and Vidura were speaking, and Uddhava, I forget who met whom or whatever, it's been a long time. But it says that Uddhava was in trance, and then when Vidura arrived there, I think Uddhava and Maitreya were meeting or whatever. And when Vidura came there, then he said, oh, Uddhava's, he's in meditation. So then it says, Uddhava came from that plane. Uddhava was in Dwarka. Uddhava was in Dwarka, and he came from Dwarka. And then he opened his eyes. So how is he came from Dwarka? Dwarka is in Gujarat, on the coast of, east coast of India, or west coast of India. And then this discussion went on in Haryana somewhere, in Gurugram or whatever. It's told like that in Wantika. So they said he came from that level. It's like someone's having sport here, Leela Pravesh, and he comes back like Srinivasacharya, and he has all colors on him or something, because he was in the, he came down from the Leela. So Uddhava came, it's described in the Sanskrit, he came from that plane. So Goloka is everywhere. So Krishna said Mamalayam. So Gurudev said, I said, so he just, it says in this verse that if someone's a murderer, he dies in a ditch, he dies in a bed, he's a murderer, he's this, that. He goes to Goloka Vrindavan, comes to me. How is it possible? And Gurudev said, yes, a very nice answer. He said, Krishna says, Mamalayam, he comes to my abode. He will come to Vrindavan. This is a special benediction and mercy of Vrindavan. But when? So that he's dying here, because he died in Vrindavan, no matter what his state of consciousness was, he will go to Goloka Vrindavan. But what life? So he may suffer for so many lifetimes for the pop and sins that he committed while living in Vrindavan. And then again he'll get human life. Then he'll get guru. And the guru will tell him about Vrindavan, doing bhajan. And he'll come to Vrindavan. And then he'll develop Ragmarg, and then go to asakti and bhava and prema. And then he'll die, and then he'll go to Goloka Vrindavan. He says, this is how it works. He says, he's got the ticket. Now, because then I, understanding what Gurudev said, so then I said, okay, so this same murderer, or dacoit, if he died outside of Vrindavan, then he would also be punished next life and so many lifetimes, and maybe just keep on his sabab. His sabab is to be dacoit. So this life after life, he'll be eternally cast into damnation, like the Gita says. Yeah, just go further down the line and maybe never come back to even human form of life. So that's because he didn't die in Vrindavan. So he said the Shastras are not lying. The Shastras are correct. We have to understand how to apply. So I said, yeah, that's why you need Guru to understand Shastra. So it was a very, because this thing is debated and misinterpreted so many times, I've heard over the last 30 years in Vrindavan about this point, especially in Vrindavan, because so many devotees are always dying in Vrindavan. Oh, where did Indra go, and where did so-and-so go, and oh no, he took birth in Varsana, and this and that, and everyone speculates so many things. But unless it's clear that the person's on a level of prema, which is very, 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 very rare, then there'll be another birth. And Vrindavan will be a great blessing. So that's the amazing, that's why people, they just somehow or other, they come here, and even they don't do much bhajan, some old ladies or whatever, they know this, and this is the dham. So somehow they have that fortune, Krishna allows them to come here. In other words, that dacoit dies here, Krishna let him. Like if someone's in my house and I don't like them, I throw them out. Someone's making a mess in my house, but so Krishna's so karuna, so bhaktivatsal. This whole description in Puranas about dying in Vrindavan and going to Goloka Vrindavan, Mamalayam, they will come to me, they will come to Goloka Vrindavan, to my place, Krishna speaking, Damodar, Govinda speaking, Gopinath. When me in the future, I will give them that blessing. It's like a kid's born. So then his grandfather puts 1 crore rupee in a fixed deposit, in the bank or in bonds. And then he tells his son when he's about 5, he said, when you're 21, you'll get this 1 crore. Yes. He said, wow, that's pretty good. And I'll be able to invest in business or whatever. But then it's there, it's with him. And he does so many things, this, that, and the other thing. And maybe he even goes broke, even is poor. His father may run out of money. But he can't touch that money. Yeah. But then, when he's 21, oh, here's your 1 crore. So the same thing, you die, okay, it's guaranteed. Krishna's, the Shastras are correct. Yeah. They say, you'll come to me. So you will come to Krishna. Yeah. Whereas any other, thousands of dacoits and gundas and bad people and thieves are dying around, criminals are dying around the world, they're never coming to Krishna. Yes.
It's not gambling. You have to go through that phase, come to the level of prayer.
Because I hear so many things that even big, so-called big advanced devotees, they comment on their disciples. Oh, she died in Vrindavan, she went to Krishna, this, that. It's nice sentiments, but it's not the fact. I remember once, some Indian devotees from Bombay, their daughter died in a very unfortunate way. It was murder or something by some chokidar. So then they were a little bit totally absorbed in this daughter. So they published books and interviews and even a website and Facebook all about promoting this, I don't know what they were promoting, but it wasn't exactly Krishna Bhakti. So they published a book about memoirs of their daughter, and they had all the leading sannyasis were interviewed, and very prominent big gurus and sannyasis. And then they came to me and asked me to interview. And I said, what did some of the other sannyasis and gurus say? And they showed me, because they hadn't printed the book yet. And then they were all saying, oh, she went back. She was such a nice girl, and she was so only 12, and she went back to Godhead, this, that, and she's a gopi. And I said, she was very fortunate and had a lot of sarasanga. She didn't take diksha. She hadn't taken diksha. And she wasn't doing any bhajan, basically. She was just going to school, a nice person. I said, maybe all the blessings of sadhu, she took birth in Vrindavan, and then maybe she'll become a boy and she can continue her bhajan. She's very lucky. I just said, and I was like the only one that said that and out of all this. And he said, he was a little like offended. He said, but so-and-so. I said, I'm sorry, I don't see that in Shastra that support this conclusion. We should speak according to the Shastra. We ourselves are practicing bhakti bhajan. Yes. You know, and are we on a level of a sakti or bhava or prem? And yet this, and okay, she's your daughter. But
one has to go through this phase to it, Maharaj, bhava and prem, and understanding. Like you said, Maharaj, there are different stages of smaran. And once comes to the highest level of smaran, then they're completely satisfied and not even want to, like nadhanam, nadhanam, nasundaram, kavitam, and they don't want even that goloka, so that in itself. So one has to.
He just wants to save a Radharani. Here, there, anywhere.
Yeah.
So many verses, I'll go to hell. I don't care, I'll go anywhere if I can serve the Lord.
Yes.
What's that verse? Narayanam Kutascha. It's in sixth canto of Bhagavatam.
What is
that? That verse, there's several verses in different places about I don't mind going to hell or if I can serve the Lord. So the Rag Bhakta and the Manjri Bhav Sadhana, he just wants to have Radharani's service always, life after life. Bhagavad Bhakti. It's like it says, there's a verse in Radharasita Nidhi, it says, Janmani, I remember that because it reminded me of the same of the Shikshasami. It says, Janmani, Janmani, Bhavatam Radhakinkari. I just want life after life. So this verse is Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari. Life after life, I want to be a devotee of Ishwara, Vasudeva Ishwara, Jagat Ishwara. But in the Ragmarg, we say Mama Janmani. It's the same thing as Mama Janmani. It says Mama Janmani, Mama Janmani, Janmani. Bhavatam Radhakinkari. Syat. Radhakinkari Syat.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. Tasya Kadapi.
Sounds, maybe. I can't.
Tasya Parudasara Vilasamurti.
Yeah, I can't remember much shlokas these days. Yeah, maybe it sounds familiar. Yeah, beyond all the. Yeah, you have a young brain and a good brain, good birth. I memorized many shlokas. Now, I wrote a bunch of shlokas down from Radharasundi, which we taught less. And I have my book, and I was looking at it and trying to memorize it. It wasn't happening. So I said, okay. It wasn't happening. Because I have another verse book from 1975. I brought to India with me. There's about 600 verses in it, which I had memorized for preaching.
600
verses. Yeah. And now I can't hardly learn one. So now I just, if something sticks with me and I'm good with it, and it's comfortable, then.
Yes.
Because I don't know, the brain, it's Krishna gives, Krishna takes away. Veno karan nipatitam. Veno karan nipatitam. Yeah. Slowly, This one. That's one I have on my list to memorize, and my brain's a little cool. I have that memorized because it's too good. The Radharani's prabhav. That's the sidelong glance and what effect it has on Krishna. Flute drops from his hand, the pagri and the peacock crown falls off, spins off his head. Skalitam, even sounds like skit-skattle, whatever it sounds like. Skalitam sounds like some American slang word. And then it's Yoga Brashta. I always think of this verse, Yoga Brashta, Vijayate. It says Pita Vrashta, whatever it is. He falls from the yoga path, Yoga Brashtam. Because brushed is the same word as there, brushed is the same as Vita. So I like this. I thought, this reminds me. Yoginam Brashtam, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashtavichayate. Right? Sushinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Vijayate. So one who falls from the yoga brushed. So it's Pita Vasnam, Pita Vrashta. He falls from his dhoti. I mean, his dhoti falls from him. He drops his dhoti. And then Vimorchita, completely bewildered. Beautiful. Yeah, there's some really classic verses there in that Radha Sunidhi, which we'll dive into.
Was he going to take in Kartik?
Yeah, we have more nectar in the, mm-hmm. and the ras and to churn from the Radha Sunidhi. I'm just starting to prepare for classes. Mm-hmm.